up, everybody? Welcome to Lightning Bolts and Leather Jackets, where we take our concerns and questions about Christianity and figure out how to kick them in the teeth. I'm Victor Sassano, your host. Here we go. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Lightning Bolts and Leather Jackets. It's time for a very special episode. Lightning Bolts and Leather Jackets has been on for over a year. Isn't that crazy? I know it's like, it doesn't feel that long, right? But the first episode came out all the way back on August 4th, 2020. And so I wanted to do kind of a year plus in review and talk about what I like about doing the podcast and some of the challenges and, you know, just stuff like that. So let's get started. I definitely know that I still need to market. As much as I love each and every one of my listeners, I'd love to have more listeners, and I haven't been able to do that very well without posting on social media twice a week or paying a bunch of money for Google ads and stuff like that. And I know there's probably a balance somewhere. I just haven't found it yet. That's something that I've still got to work on. I've learned that people are always listening. People that I don't know listen, and people that I know that I didn't expect to listen to this podcast, and really encourages me to not only speak my mind, but make sure that I live what I talk about on the podcast. Like, that was a goal before, obviously, but, you know, there's something about having your voice out there on the internet that makes you think about stuff like that. I've learned that if I do it consistently, if you do something consistently like this, you'll get better at it. You'll learn. If you think you're going to suck starting out doing something, you probably will. You just got to do it and bite the bullet and keep getting better. And I hope that that's what I've done. I wanted to talk about some of my favorite episodes that we've done on the podcast. I've narrowed it down to three. My third favorite is the Why Does Christianity Make Me Uncomfortable? I love that episode because it definitely deals with talking about the real purposes behind atheism, the real like feelings and true, the root of why people don't believe or choose not to believe. The second most favorite is The Power of Offense. And I really like that one because it highlighted an important time in my life where I really had to learn to let offense go and understand that it's a powerful thing. I try not to generalize, but if most people could get over themselves and not take the impersonal things personally, that we'd all look a little bit more like Jesus. And my favorite episode is actually two parts. It's The Village, where I talk about the church experience that really hurt my family and another family that we were close to, and a few of my friends as well. And I really felt like that was an important episode and one of my favorites because a lot of people have experienced pain and hurt in the four walls of the church. And I wanted to make sure that people knew they weren't alone in that, but that there was still hope and there was still Jesus and there's still real followers of Jesus. Now that we've talked about that, let's talk about what the future looks like. Still going to plan on doing episodes twice a month, alternating with Voltage the Audio Drama, of course. I got another interview coming up, another podcaster. Her name is Dr. Patty Sadala, and she is the host of Experience Jesus, the Experience Jesus podcast. And she's really cool. I'm going to be on her podcast and talk about Voltage, and she's going to be on Lightning Bolts and Leather Jackets and talk about Experience Jesus. And it's going to be really cool. I'm going to keep doing this podcast for as long as the Lord gives me things to talk about or until he takes me home, either in death or in the air. So that's going to be the plan, you know, unless he tells me, hey, you know, it's time to stop, you know, move on to something else, then I will. But even if that happens, all of these episodes are still out on the web and on all the podcast platforms for as long as this world exists, and as long as the internet exists, I guess is more accurate. But what really matters is I really felt like the Holy Spirit told me to do a podcast about social commentary and the church and the truth and the biblical truth that we've talked about here on this show. And I believe that I've done that and that I'll continue to do it. And then even if nobody listens, I've still been obedient, and that is plenty. And that is more than enough for God to do whatever he wants to do. It's not about how successful we've been or how much of it I've done successfully. Not that I can, it's that I was willing. And that's something that I think we all need to remember, is that that's my mom's signature on the bottom of her email. It's, God's not looking for those who can, but he's looking for those that will. And the person I think about most in that context is Gideon in the book of Judges, where he is given such an impossible task of wiping out this army that was, as that the Bible says, was as numerous as this grains of sand on the shore. And God gave him 300 warriors and clay pots and a lamp inside the clay pots, and that was it. And Gideon could not do it. I mean, he was a weakling to start with, and you give him an impossible task like that, it's really bad. But Gideon, even though it took him some pressing, you know, he was still willing, and God's victory was done through Gideon the willing, not able, vessel. That's what I hope I am. That's all we've got for you today on Lightning Bolts and Leather Jackets. Next week, we've got the interview with Dr. Patty Sadala. Hope you'll stay tuned, and we'll see you then.
Until then, this is Victor Sassano encouraging you to be a bolt of fresh air.